USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, "No war, Russians against the war." In Russian, it read, "Stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here." USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Musician and business person Dolly Parton, probably for the first time in her life, feels she's not worthy.
Country icon Dolly Parton has officially bowed out of her nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022. She shared her decision on Twitter, writing, "I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock Hall of Fame. I don't feel I've earned that right. I really don't want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out." She also said, "This has inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in my career, which I've always wanted to do." She also wished the nominees good luck and thanks again for the compliment. The inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be announced in May. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Britain's government said Monday all remaining coronavirus mandates for travelers, including passenger locator forms, and that unvaccinated people be tested for COVID-19 before and after traveling, will end Friday. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doubles down on his call for the people of Russia to remove their war criminal leader. Mr. Graham on Newsmax last night.
I think what's reckless is let Putin get away with being the largest war criminal in the 21st century. I think it's reckless to believe that you can allow Putin to win in the Ukraine and China will not invade Taiwan. I think it's reckless to let the Iranians believe we don't have the resolve to stop their nuclear ambitions. The most provocative thing you can do in the face of aggression and the bad guy is to appear weak. And on Biden's watch, it seems like every bad guy in the world is in the mode of taking all they can while they can. So yes, I want Putin to go. I want the Russian people to take him down. I'm not advocating American ground forces in Ukraine or Russia, but I am advocating that the Russian people fix the problem. I am convinced, and if you disagree with me, great. The world would be better off without Putin. He deserves to go, either through some judicial process or just take him out.
On Monday, the Florida State Senate unanimously passed a record-breaking $112 billion state budget proposal that includes a pay raise for state workers, rewards for school districts that did not impose mask mandates, and a one-month gas tax suspension. American astronaut Mark Vandehei, who on Tuesday breaks a U.S. single spaceflight record of 340 days, is set to leave with two Russians aboard a Soyuz capsule for a touchdown in Kazakhstan on March 30th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.